came from a family of Rangers supporters, and his father even watched home matches from the director's box at the mainly Protestant club in Ibrox Stadium. He joined Celtic Boys in 1972 when he was 12. We won everything that year, and I was playing as a centre-half or number five. The first season was fantastic, and I was very happy, Gordon recalled. He remembers training with Celtic's manager, Jock Steen. In the 1973-74 season, we played in the first ever European Youth Cup, and I spent a lot of time at Parkhead, Celtic Stadium. We were also taken down to Largs on the Ayrshire coast for summer training on the beach. We played a tournament down there, and I remember Jock Steen coming onto the pitch to join in. He kept bumping into me. Eventually, Steen said, "You're a big lad. Don't let anyone push you about." So then I tackled him and took the ball off him. Now 60, Gordon is a Glasgow taxi driver with a reticent manner and a haunted look who flinches visibly when he remembers Torbett's abusive behaviour. After games, Torbett would take us boys off for a spin in his car to restaurants like the Yellow Bird in Buchanan Street and Treaters, he told me. At first, the only thing he appeared to want in return was for us to buy him sweets. He did, spoilers rotten. But when he became full manager of the boys' club in 1967, things started to change, he said. Gordon recounts how the dream of playing in the boys' club turned into a nightmare. Torbett started inviting boys back to his flat in Pinkston Rise, where we would watch TV and play cards. There was a van in the area that sold sweets, and Torbett always sent out two boys to it while one was left alone in the flat with him. He started to ask personal questions like, "What is your willy for?" or "What is a cock for?" One night we were in his flat watching the TV, and I was sitting on the couch while the other boys were on the floor. Torbett came over, lay down on the couch, and wrapped his legs around me. He grabbed my hand, put it down his trousers, and made me wank him. I just froze, there and then. I did not know what to do, because at that age I did not know what he was doing. I was just scared. The boys on the floor couldn't see anything, because the way Torbett wrapped his legs around me, he was covering up what he was making me do. When he could get away, Gordon ran out of the house and got the bus home. He remembers another youth player, Alan Brazil, left Torbett's house at the same time. I remember that neither Alan nor myself spoke a single word to each other on the journey. I didn't know what was going to happen next. I tried to keep out of Torbett's way, then I stopped going to games. I was eventually dropped from the team. I had been Player of the Year, but now I was out of the side.